Biologists with Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department recently found a northern black racer snake in southern Windham County. The non-venomous snake is native to Vermont, but scientists had not seen one in 10 years. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
As far as wildlife biologists go, Molly Perrin has had a pretty good run recently. Perrin, who was out tracking wood turtles in May in Addison County, took a photo that ultimately and surprisingly helped identify a rare plant that hadn't been seen in Vermont for 100 years. Then, later that month, she was out with a group led by Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department that found a black racer snake, which is on the state's threatened species list.
I think it was like a couple weeks after I got the news from Grace that, yeah, we saw the racer, and, you know, Fish and Wildlife was on a real winning streak. Yeah.
Perrin's dad worked for Fish and Wildlife, and Molly has been doing this all her life, first as a young volunteer and now as a technician with the department. She knows it doesn't always work like this, helping to discover a rare plant and then a snake that hasn't been seen for 10 years. But she'll take it.
Sometimes you can get really discouraged. You go out and kind of feel like you're going through the rhythm. And maybe we're making a difference in getting these species here and hopefully helping them.
The black racer is a large snake for Vermont. The one they found was almost 6 feet long. It has smooth, dark, and shiny scales on top and a white underbelly. It's not venomous, but it can be aggressive, and it will coil and try to bite you when cornered or threatened. Luke Roth is the state's herpetologist. He says the black racer is more common farther south. It's not on the threatened list in Massachusetts or nationally, but it's a big part of his focus in southern Vermont.
So I try to get out here. We have volunteers that check the site. Some of the land managers check the site. So trying to get out several times a year to look for the snake. But for the past 10 years, we haven't found it.
Groff helped gather a large group last month. 15 people showed up to blanket the area, and they were ultimately successful. The Department of Fish and Wildlife doesn't want to reveal the exact location where the group found the snake. Chris Bernier works with Fish and Wildlife, and he manages the state land where the snake was found. Bernier says the department's been supporting the snake habitat for more than 2 decades, which includes keeping some of the land open and even establishing human-made dens along the Route 91 corridor in southern Windham County, where it likes to travel.
The North American black racer here has been the focal point of a lot of our management activity on the property. That's a decades-long effort. So finding the black racer here is really exciting.
It's unclear if the species left and returned, or if the biologists simply were unable to find one over the past 10 years. But after a decade, the black racer does seem to have found a home again in Vermont. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Guilford.